Welcome to the ADHD Revolution, where I will help you to break down the myths and stereotypes of what ADHD is and is not. In a relatable, down-to-earth way, you will reduce conflict and increase understanding, empowering you with the confidence and knowledge to better manage living with ADHD. Knowing what information is required by medical professionals to assess your child can be a challenge. In this episode, I will go into detail, sharing the type of information required, the context to include, and in addition, you'll be clearer on what the assessors are looking for. I'll also give you some more alternative options to think about in terms of gathering your evidence. I'm Jean Gibson, author of the Amazon best-selling book, The ADHD Support Handbook, a real-life guide to empowering a child with ADHD and related conditions. I'm also a certified ADHD life coach. I will help you to develop the confidence and understanding of ADHD in a down-to-earth and relatable way so that you can support and advocate wherever you are on your ADHD journey. Strap in and let's get started. In the previous episode, I gave away an ADHD assessment preparation form. If you haven't had that yet, at the end of this episode, I'll tell you how you can get your freebie from me. So this form was prepared by a professional in the social care field who has been diagnosed with ADHD and autism. And they have gifted me the form and welcoming me sharing it with everyone who is considering going through the ADHD assessment process. At the end of this episode, as I said, I will share how you can get a copy if you've not already received it. The idea of the assessment form is that it will cater for individuals. So if you're an adult, perhaps, and you're seeking an assessment for ADHD, or if you're the parent of a child or young person. And the way the form has been created, it's categorised by age. So there's an infancy to 4 years old. Then there's a nursery to primary, which is 5 to 7 years old. Junior, which is 7 to 11 years old. Secondary, which is 11 to 18 years old. And adult, which is 18 plus. So there are different sections for each of those age groups. There's also included examples of the information to enter against each of the three presentations of ADHD: inattentive type, impulsive type, and hyperactive type. I will give you some examples shortly. So, in terms of the information that you need to capture, as I said, the form's designed to help you prepare for an ADHD assessment. It's helping you to gather the evidence that the assessors are going to be looking for and listening for. So for yourself as an adult, or the evidence about your child, to see that they meet the criteria that they're assessing against in the DSM-5 manual. So preparing for the assessment, it's useful to have copies of school reports or any of your own notes about the challenges that your child or yourself has been experiencing. Capture any comments from family or friends or activity providers, perhaps, that your child has been attending. If you don't have any evidence, then maybe now is a time to think about tracking, doing some tracking and capturing the information so that you have this to hand when you have the assessment. So perhaps conduct some observations over a few weeks prior to completing the form to help you clarify the information that you're putting in the form and preparing for the ADHD assessment. Ask those who interact with your child for their views. The form will help you consider what you need, remembering that you are the expert of your child and your opinion is really important. And if you've had conversations with your child, use the information that they've shared with you also. It's important to capture their thoughts too. The assessors will be interested to hear what they think about the challenges that they're facing and how those challenges are impacting them. The aim is to provide as much information as possible, going back as far as possible, if that's at all possible. It's all relevant and it's all used to gather information sufficient to make a relevant diagnosis of ADHD. So now let me give you an example of the information. So if we use the birth to 4 year old category as an example, against the inattentive type, you might write, I noticed that my child was clumsy and spoke their first words later than expected. So that's clear evidence of the situation, of what you noticed, of what was going on for your child. Against the impulsive type, you might have written, the nursery reported that my child would impulsively pick up toys and play even at inappropriate times. Again, that's given a real picture of what was going on with your child at that time. And for the against the hyperactive type, you might write, I noticed that my child would be full of energy and find it difficult to stay seated when asked. So there you have three clear indications with evidence about what was going on for your child at that time in that age bracket. So now let's think about the context of the evidence that was provided. And we're staying within that same context of birth to 4 years old. So against the inattentive, where we had written that they were clumsy and spoke their first words later than expected, you now write in the next column where it has the context, you might write development milestone not developing as expected. Because in terms of the clumsiness and the first words they spoke, that goes against the developmental milestones that are expected at certain ages for children of certain ages. Against impulsive, you might have written, play inappropriate times, so that's what was going on, and it might be that it was at nursery during quiet time, or it might have been at a social event with family members, and you were playing organised games and they struggled to wait their turn, perhaps. Against hyperactivity, you might have written, you will have written they had high energy, and then in the context you would have written challenging environmental factors that may have occurred. So perhaps you were living in temporary accommodation at that time. Yeah. So those are some examples of the context in which the evidence occurred in. So it enables the assessor to understand what was going on and what the environment was like during that time. So what else might you have noticed that was going on at that time? What are the things that your child is struggling with? In what environment? Is it at home, school, socially? Perhaps it is an extracurricular activity that they attend. Capture that information. It's also useful for the assessor to understand. Does your child have any sensory challenges? Do they only eat certain types of food? Do they struggle with certain clothes? Do they have an issue with touching things, certain things, or struggle with certain smells or sounds? All of that information is valuable evidence to help the assessor to consider whether your child has ADHD. Also think about what makes them emotional. Are you able to calm them down easily? Do they display risky or impulsive behavior? How do they do that? What do they do? When do they do it? Where do they do it? And what's the impact? So again, you're building up a real picture of what's going on at those times when the evidence that you're sharing is going on. The focus is on the problems that your child has that stops them from progressing, that causes them frustration and unhappiness, perhaps challenges with keeping friends or managing certain relationships is a problem for them. If you're using this form for an adult, complete the whole thing, going back to birth to 4 years old. And perhaps you have parents or other relatives that were around at that time that can give you an indication of what was going on if you don't have, say, your school reports at that time. Providing as much information as possible, going back as far as possible, is really valuable and what the assessors are going to be looking for. So in terms of capturing your evidence, not everybody likes to write things down, and I know that can be a struggle for some people. So other than using the form, the preparation form, you can use that as a guide. Maybe you'd prefer to use a notebook, because then you can keep all the information in a book and have that book to hand. Maybe you can put it in a pocket or in a purse or a handbag. And so you'd prefer to handwrite your information in that way. Maybe you prefer a diary. A page to a day is a useful diary because it allows you to capture more information. Maybe you like to use software, so something like an Excel spreadsheet. And then you can capture, you'll have your own headings to capture the information that is important to you and track that information. Maybe you prefer to use voice notes or do a video recording of yourself. Whatever the mechanism is, find a way that works for you to capture the information so that you've got it to hand, that you can either give it to the assessor if it's a face-to-face, an in-person meeting, or that you've got it you can refer to when you're talking to the medical professional and providing them with that evidence and background information to support your request for an assessment for your child or young person against ADHD. Remember that securing a diagnosis of ADHD is the beginning of your journey. It's not the end, because there'll be more things to consider once you have that diagnosis. If the assessor decides that your child does have ADHD, there'll be other decisions perhaps that you might need to make going forwards. But it's a great place to be. At least you will then understand what's going on for your child and then can make plans about what the next steps are for you. To support you in terms of preparation, I mentioned the freebie that I'm giving away, and it's an ADHD assessment preparation document. And the aim is to help you plan and prepare for your conversations with professionals about your child and ADHD. Just email me at jean@activepersonaldevelopment.co.uk with the subject line, the ADHD Revolution Podcast, and enter preparation document for ADHD assessment with your email address to receive the free PDF copy of the document. So in summary, the ADHD assessment form will help you capture the evidence in a way that will help medical professionals gain a clear picture of the challenges your child faces. Preparing your evidence prior to the assessment will make the approach and delivery to medical professionals easier and avoid you having to search for information or not be able to answer the questions in sufficient detail to enable them to make an assessment. Providing evidence is what professionals are looking for, using the language and terminology that they can connect to the criteria that they're assessing against. Meltdowns and tantrums are common occurrences with children who have ADHD. In the next episode, I will help you understand what is going on for your child and how you can support them. You don't want to miss it. thank you for listening to the ADHD Revolution. We will together change the story and reduce the stigma of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Stay tuned for future episodes and do subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow me on Instagram, CoachJean_APD. Join my Facebook group, The ADHD Revolution, or connect on LinkedIn. I'm Jean Gibson. I would love to hear from you with questions, or if you're seeking coaching, or you just want to support me on my mission to improve the lives of at least 10,000 people and change the story of ADHD. Do get in touch. I'm Jean Gibson, your host, CEO of Active Personal Development, author of the ADHD Support Handbook and certified ADHD Life Coach.